Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and first of all, I would like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And you know we have the cure for Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues on this show, where on second Sundays at 6, we dish up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. So before we get into this red-hot show tonight, I'm going to share with you a little bit about myself. I provide a number of deliciously and divinely inspired holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. And my holistic table has served up a lot of sacred offerings over the past few decades, from counseling to coaching, cooking to community capacity building, meditation to massaging, Reiki to writing, and more. And one of my favorite creations is this show, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul-nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. Now, this show has been going strong for 7 years. Woohoo! We just had our anniversary last month, and what did I do to celebrate that? Did I have a special guest on the show? No, not at all. What I did was I took a break, a very much needed break. I was down in the Outer Banks for my yearly trip where I am a chef for a retreat. And so I knew I wouldn't be able to do the show. And I decided what a perfect way to celebrate my anniversary by taking a break. And it felt so good that I realized, wow, I've been going at this for 7 years. For a couple of years, we were running twice a month, and this year we started back on the once-a-month format. So just to let you know, I have decided to continue with my break to nurture some other projects, some other babies that I'm birthing. So after this show, we are going to take a fall break, just like we did in college, and we will be back in December with some other wonderful offerings for you. All right. So thank you to all of you very loyal listeners out there who support the show. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for doing that. And we do hope that you return when we return in December. But if there are any shows that you've missed over the years, all of them are in our archives on Blog Talk Radio. So please go there, check out the shows on demand, click on some ads to generate a little revenue. There is no shame in my game this evening, so I'm just keeping it real. So let's go ahead and get ourselves present to tonight's show. I am so happy to welcome a new guest who happens to be another one of my healing sisters. I know you all say, how many healing sisters does she have? They go on, and yes, they do. So this guest wears many hats, and I look forward to hearing more about the delicious work that she does. Now, FYI, she'll be providing summer red hot readings. So be sure to queue up on 917 917- 817-889-7806. Again, that number is 917-889-7806. Make sure you press 1. That indicates to me that you're not just hanging out listening to the show by phone, but you actually want to speak with our guest. And hopefully we'll be able to fit you in, because I'm telling you right now, the queue is already off the chain. All right, so without further ado, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Delia Golden. Welcome, Delia.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm so happy and pleased to join your healing sister circle. It's a real honor and privilege, and I'm happy to share what I've learned and for healing, and it's pretty astounding how everything is perfectly arranged for us when we're open to it. So anybody who's listening,
that's the key.
We're all sharing that.
Awesome. So please let our listeners know who you are and all the deliciousness that you serve at your healing table.
All right. Well, my background is I come from a very intuitive and creative family, especially with my mother. She was what I call a natural medium, and she always had a large library of books, and including things on, you know, psychic phenomenon, supernatural. So we are all open to all the possibilities that exist, and it wasn't something to be feared. And so the things that have come up for me in my healing journey, especially the last 9 years, I've been receiving, as you said, a great many hats or processes. I have a real buffet. Probably the foundation of everything is all healing and change. It comes from a decision in the mind with the highest mind. And then the forms that come from that, that show up on the daily life or the screen, those are forms that I can accept for my own healing and that have come to be shared with others. I do Reiki. I have Karuna Reiki, which is a really amazing form of Reiki from William Lee Rand. It offers all these different symbols for deep healing. And also Yasui Reiki. I integrate tuning fork vibrational healing. Those I've been working with for the past couple of years. Tuning forks shift vibrations, and they work on the energy level. Particularly the solfeggio forks are solfeggio tunes that were kind of lost or hidden for a long time, and they've recently reemerged as powerful healing tools. And one fork in particular is called the 528. It's the Mi frequency, and it's known as the DNA repair frequency. And this is pretty amazing. It's been used for regenerating DNA, using the DNA to regenerate your energy field. It's been used in experiments to clear the Gulf of Mexico of oil spill that was tested and demonstrated. So, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. We don't have to use Newtonian physical processes to heal and correct things. We have these gifts and tools that can affect change, you know, on the vibrational level.
So wow.
That still blows my mind. I'm currently undergoing a DNA potentiation process. I'm about a week into it, and it's definitely doing something. I'll know at the end of completion in some months down the road, but it works on a very subtle level, and I don't know. It's just hard to describe on the energy level. You can also use a weighted fork that you ring it and press the stem on the body, and it stimulates nitric oxide, which is helpful for pain relief and relaxation at the very least. So it's demonstrated on a physical level the helpfulness of these as a, you know, at least a pain relief and relaxation tool, as well as the energy shifts. Tuning forks are also used, and I use them as a way of clearing the energy field of entanglements, which when people have physical or emotional trauma, they call what I call it entanglements in their energy field. And if you comb through the energy field, then that helps resolve it. And things can naturally, the energy can resolve and alleviate, you know, the effects of those.
And well, considering so much that's going on today, there is so much stress, so much tension, the planetary shifts, the lunar shifts, the solar eclipse, all of these things and our world events. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else but my household, and I know we are wiped out. I mean, just really wiped out. So it sounds like you offer some amazing tools that can be helpful to shift energy to help raise our vibration.
Exactly. And anybody can use these. You know, they're readily available. I'm a distributor for several tuning fork brands that are high quality aluminum forks that are made in here in the U.S. And you know, you can buy one fork, you can buy a set. There's many different kinds. I also work with planetary frequency forks, so I can look at, you know, I'm an astrologer, I can look at a chart and see, pick out some discordant aspects and work with the planetary forks to help re-resonate and reharmonize those frequencies. So there's a lot of different ways to work with these, but I think it's limitless, and I'm just glad to be part of the vibrational game is upping its game. You know, these things are showing up that people can use, everyday people. And as far as the outer world events, what the world wants to do is distract us from our inner healing. So the best basic practice I have found is connect with my highest self every day, and I put the Holy Spirit in charge of all of my decisions. That way I'm not acting off of my ego reactions to things, because, you know, the world will certainly invite us to react to it.
I agree.
So practicing staying in the light is what's going to be best for everyone. And then I'll have the clarity to receive guidance from that higher self and the higher mind that will lead me to make decisions that is helpful for me and others. So, and we can react or act peacefully in the world to all the chaos and discord that we see, but we don't have to do it in a way that's joining in on that thought system of hate and separation.
Yes, adding more to
practice,
it.
Yeah, what I do is, you know, it's joining with, because we're all one. In that oneness, you know, there is no separation, and it's just out of our awareness. So I join with all my brothers and have this thought of safety and healing in these characters that are running around. That's not what we really are. So joining
in
on the oneness brings, and that puts me in a place of you know, not condemning others so much. You know, being non-judgmental doesn't mean you don't allow people to misbehave. You know, you can certainly take corrective actions, but, you know, as you see others, basically telling your subconscious what you believe about yourself. So if I go around judging and condemning others recklessly, that kind of reinforces my own guilt in my own mind. So,
well, I know we both are students of A Course in Miracles, and mm-hmm. that is certainly beliefs that are near and dear to my heart. It's hard for some people to take in, especially in the face of what's going on, but I continue to hold that space for oneness, for peace, for unconditional love, for taking a stand, and making sure that we are showing up and being the change that we want to see. So
yes.
It sounds like these tuning forks and, you know, your practices really help get you in a place to receive powerfully from spirit. And you have a number of tools that you use to access spirit. I love the moniker you use, the Akashic Librarian. So please share how you came to that name.
All right. Well, I am actually a librarian in my day job profession. I have a master's degree in library and information science. And one of my spiritual teachers told me a while back, he said, you know, when you finally recognize your spiritual path or your purpose, you're going to laugh. So it was some time after I started practicing reading the Akashic Records, it suddenly hit me. It's information storage and retrieval, which is what librarians do. And I'm like, Akashic Librarian, mm-hmm. I'm accessing and retrieving the spiritual record. And, you know, it's just a different form of it. So it was one of those fun things that, you know, the universe has its, I guess, its sense of humor. So I did
Most
laugh
definitely.
At that. And it makes
so
perfect sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. So some of our listeners may not be familiar with what the Akashic Records are. So if you could just explain for those who may not know.
Certainly. The Akashic Records, it's the record of a soul and your spirit, your entire experience as a soul. All your lifetimes, your karma. So you can envision it as maybe a spiritual book or even a database of everything about you. And those who access the records can retrieve information about a person. If you have questions, you can ask questions. You can learn in the records. And it is mediated by the Akashic Masters and Guides. A reader isn't doing it on their own. They mediate the information that comes through so that it's accurate and the person receives what they need to hear at that time.
Wonderful. So you access the Akashic Records. You also use some other tools. You mentioned that you do astrology, and I know you also read tarot cards.
First, on tarot cards, I integrate that into other readings. If I need clarification or I'm looking for verification or clues, I will pick cards as I'm doing a reading. I usually mm-hmm. integrate different, you know, all these different things. So, I have a medium capability, so I can receive messages from loved ones in spirit. I've done past life, future life retrieval, general psychic reading. Have largely comes in the form of clairvoyance. I'll see the images or movies. I also receive things, you know, clairaudiently or through a sensation or just knowing, a general knowing that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what can our listeners expect today?
Okay. Well, I will open myself up to a person's energy. They can hold a thought in their mind if they have something specific that they're concerned about. I don't want my conscious mind to be influenced by trying to figure it out. So I would just prefer to, you know, reach in to their energy and receive what the guides, angels, and masters send through.
Okay,
and we'll go
great.
From there.
So what do you need to know from them? Do you need a name or when they come on the line?
They could say their name if they like. I will just focus my attention on that person. It seems to be
okay.
Fairly automatic.
Okay.
But, you know, they can say hello. That'll be fine.
Okay. But no questions, correct? You're
No, I prefer not to have a question. My conscious mind will try to figure it out, and I don't want to do that. I would just rather leave it to the cosmic wisdom.
Okay, that sounds good. So we, as I said, we have quite a queue, and so I would like for those callers to make sure they honor the request of our guest and make sure that they, you know, just give a greeting and or their name and we'll have Delia go from there. All right. So once again, just to remind folks, the number is 917-889-7806. And make sure you press 1 to speak with the host. Now, I talked with some of the callers before the show began. And so the very first one, the early bird, is Donna from the 805 area code. So, Donna, you are live on the air. Can you say hello?
Oh, yes.
Hello, Donna. Okay, so let me just focus my attention for a moment. And, well, there's like a large field filled with yellow flowers, a big open green space, and it feels so expansive and friendly and fun. And there's a little path. It almost is difficult to see because there are so many flowers almost, you know, over not overshadowing but covering the path. But it's very clear once you finally see it. So just follow the path that that shows up, and it's going to take you around maybe to not where you quite thought you were going to go. It may throw you a curve in a way, take you in a direction that you weren't quite expecting, but, you know, it should go well. It's safe and friendly, and I think involving some friends or people who will be helpful will be around you, and you will meet them. That together you can create a meaningful situation. And also a reminder to do some grounding. Like hold a rock in your hand, stand on the earth, maybe in your bare feet, and just connect to that earth energy and let yourself be grounded. Let go, you know, of any stress or tension down into the earth and just release it. You don't have to carry it around with you. You know, it's not obligated or required, and that lets you operate more freely in your life. And I'm hearing the best is coming.
Oh, good.
You've got, you know, and I keep the faith, all those yellow flowers around you, that's friendship and light and happiness.
Yeah, that's my favorite flower, the daisy.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, fun color, and I like the solar plexus energy, connecting with others and empowerment. So trust yourself and trust that, you know, that path that's in front of you, you know, it's really there. It's really taking you somewhere, and you may not know where you're ending up or what you think it should be, but, you know, just keep going for it. It's, you know, it's a good way to go.
Wonderful. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, that was very
awesome.
Helpful. Very helpful. Thank you very much, Dahlia.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Donna. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Tanya. Blessings to both of you.
Yeah. All right. You're welcome, my dear. All right. Beautiful. So now we're going down Florida way, and we have Julia on the line. Julia, are you there? Hello? Are you on the line, Julia? Okay, well, we will have to put her on hold and move on
Hello.
To... Oh, you're here? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am.
Okay, we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was saying, I'm here, I'm here.
All right.
Okay, hello, Julia. So what
hi.
I'm getting is, hi, it's coming in really quick. It's almost like a vortex, like a tornado, and it's swirling around counterclockwise. And almost like involved with that, it's like, you know, this old-fashioned egg beaters. So you're whipping something together. And just keep in mind, these can be literal, symbolic, all of the above. But there's this vortex, and it's coming down from above. It's like the white tornado, like that cleaning commercial. You know, it's just drilling down through and whipping things together, mixing. It's not destructive. It's powerful and immediate. And I think when you're working with your hands, if you do creative work of some kind, that force just emanates from your hands into whatever you do. And it'll be helpful for you if you take time to focus on that mindfully before you start on anything, even in everyday life. You know, working with your hands is very powerful. So it's like, you know, with these hands, I am offering, you know, whatever you have the intention to offer or create. So in a way, it's like a prayer to your highest self and your soul of mindfully creating whatever it is that you're working with, whether it's cooking or if you are working with clay or some kind of artistic endeavor or writing. Creation takes many forms, but it will be more empowered with your speaking it out loud before you do something, connecting with that spirit force coming through you. That's pretty much it.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. That sounds interesting, a vortex. So, like, ooh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, and, you know, it can always be helpful to go to your inner guidance just if you need clarification or, you know, show me or whatever. Just ask for that and ask your higher self to guide you and, you know, it'll be given.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Julia. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great night, lady.
Thank you.
You too. All right. How are you doing, Julia?
I'm in the zone, Tanya. I'm, you know, I've been wearing my red shoes today. We're not in Kansas anymore.
All right. I love it. I love it. love you, Reggie. Okay. Well, now we have a caller from the 256 area code. I don't know where that is, but caller, you are live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Kimberly. Hi.
What was your name again?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay, welcome. So let me tune in and see what comes. Well, I'm getting is like these huge stacks of boxes, like on a work table. Got all these things lined up, and they're all very neatly organized, and very everything's lined up. Everything's immaculate because of the precision that you like to put into everything. And your mind might expect things to be in an exact order, but sometimes things might get mixed up. And sometimes that is to allow you, they're saying, to go with the flow. So order is good, but sometimes the higher meaning will be directed into scattering things around and mixing them up a bit. Try to step back from frustration and just let that things fall into place the way they are, and a new order can come of it. Things don't have to be ruler straight to be effective. And I'm seeing some tools on a workbench, kind of like pliers and maybe a hammer and just different tools that you might work with more symbolically. You don't need instructions, just let the increments be given to you. Trust your knowing about how the arrangement should be made in the order. In other words, spend some time accessing your intuition rather than the, say, the conscious mind that wants everything to be in a certain order and precision. Hopefully that makes sense to you.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah. So there's good balance that you can strike between, you know, orderliness and letting the letting your knowingness in there to work with it. Things can look messy before they end up in their final form. So yeah,
exactly.
Don't be afraid to, you know, play in the mud, make mud pies or whatever. It's okay.
I like
it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I like that, Delia. Don't be afraid to play in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. We can all own that. You know, anybody hearing any of these messages, if it, you know, strikes a chord with you, you know, take that for
mm-hmm.
yourself, you know.
Yes, yes. That often happens on this show, so I agree with that. We have Jane on the line. And so, Jane, are you there?
Hi there. I am.
Hi, Jane.
How are you both doing?
Good.
Hey, Delia.
So, yeah. Well, let's see what shall be revealed. Well, it's like you're hiding behind a door, peeking out, not sure if you should either enter a room or go out someplace.
Okay.
Your strength, and I'm seeing a color red, like a red garment, your strength is in stability. That reminds me of like the root chakra, feeling secure and safe and grounding.
Okay.
remember to anchor yourself before you go into these situations.
Okay.
If you find a grounding exercise or, you know, good prayer that I've used is, you know, I am safe. I am whole. I am complete. And just remember, you're not operating alone. You can call on your higher source to help you in any situation.
Okay.
But you can try small steps instead of doing the full Monty, you know. Put it to the test and trust. Something's being cleared out and a way is being made.
Okay.
So, you know, just your willingness to kind of open the door and look out. You're already beginning to trust. And all that inner guidance that says that you're safe.
Okay.
And what you need will be given. Yeah, because you're ready to step out and be free of something, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay. It really will be. Find who you're led to trust.
Okay.
Small steps are okay. You know, you're really going to be okay, and you are okay. Don't let anything else tell you otherwise. And your guides are right there around you. You know, they're sharing that they love you, and they are with you. So they'll show you what you can trust. And, you know, you want to be free.
Yeah.
So trust those little steps that they are giving to you. And you can ask for verification, you know, show me, you know, give me a sign, and, you know. Yeah, ask for it and you'll receive. But, yeah, it's time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And you're so beautiful, you know. You do have what you have to share, you know. That's, you know, it's more magnificent than you can imagine. You know, believe it. You're a beautiful being. And, you know, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Jane. Many blessings to you.
Thank you, ladies. Take care.
All right. That was such a beautiful message, Delia, and I could really feel that. And that message was just resonating so deeply. I was hearing that it was not just for Jane, it was for me, it was for so many people right now, just that reassurance of safety.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for that. Before we move to our next caller, I just want to make sure that you have an opportunity to share how to contact you. I don't want to move you out of the zone, but I do want to make sure folks who are coming in on and off at different times will get that information.
Mm-hmm.
So how can our listeners contact you?
Certainly. The best way is probably my email, which is Delia@AkashicLibrarian.com. Delia and at Akashic, AKASHIC librarian. And I do have a website, AkashicLibrarian.com. I don't have my web shop ready yet, that I do. If anybody wants to contact me for a reading or interested in getting tuning forks, astrology reports, or anything else that I offer, can reach me by email. Also, I'll get a 20% discount on my services for the rest of 2017 if you mention Mind, Body, Soul Food 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Please send that in an email. Yeah. And we, yeah.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's take a breath and move back into the flow. And we have a couple of callers from the 301 area code. And so let me get the one who called. Let's see. Where is that? No, actually, that number is you, Delia.
Oh.
but let's go to another local number from the 703 area code. We do have a couple from the 703 area code, so...
Okay.
Let me find the one that called in first, because I do want to honor that. Well, they have gone on, but we do have another one. I recognize this number from the 703 area code caller. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there, Tamara.
Hi, this is, yes.
The name, please? Pamela?
No, Tamara.
Oh, Tamara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome. So let me get right into it. I'm getting like using like a craft knife to cut shapes out of color poster board. So, like, you're cutting out these shapes and trying to put things together, different colors, their primary colors, like yellow and blue and red, you know, and circles and triangles and different things, and trying to work something out and laying it out on a big table. And as you hold your hands over all the shapes, they start lifting up and rearranging themselves. So... you've got the resource to take the basic components of something and your intention, your own energy, knowing is going to rearrange things for you. And also the message is to pay attention to your dreams, because you get powerful information in your dream state. So if you're not in the habit, try to write things down when you wake up. Keep a notebook by your bed. You'll get some good information from your dream state, from your subconscious.
Okay.
And also, if you're using a yo-yo, it's like up and down, up and down, maybe questioning something, and you're not quite sure, you know, what to do, so you just keep spinning the yo-yo without kind of, you know, getting a resolution. That's something that you can lay to rest soon or set aside. Because something about the motion of that is going to finally resolve into some clarity.
Mm.
So if you've been kind of spinning your wheels on something, you'll get some insight or clarity on that soon about kind of what to do, what do with it, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing something about a maid of honor. So if you're like the attendant, you know, this could be literal, or it's like attending the bride. And this is practice, like for your own ceremony. Just watch and learn, and more about the spiritual marriage that takes place, some spiritual merging. So keep your eyes open and watch and learn.
Okay.
Following in the footsteps of some others or some situation that shows you and that will guide you on your own acceptance. And also seeing like a brick walkway kind of leading up to a house. There's a lot of gaps between the bricks, so they seem small, but, you know, could trip on that. So whether it's a literal thing or just paying attention to the spaces in between things or the small details in a project or a path, those need just as much attention and maintenance as the main pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So that they all fit together seamlessly and provide a safe platform to go forward. So if you need help filling in the gaps with something, then focus on a return solution. It may be something that you looked at before and set aside. You might want to reconsider some other options that previously turned down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that's pretty much. It's a lot of different things in there, but you know, keeping your house in order, you know, is it's going well. So just pay attention to the details. And if you hear something that perks up your ears, you know there's no mistake in that. Random conversations that you may overhear, sometimes that can carry wisdom over
mm-hmm.
conversations. So sometimes spirit will speak through others and as you're going about.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like we've got it together and just painting in the details.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very capable of receiving and working it out. Yeah. Large and small projects. Yeah, keep listening. What they're saying, keep listening. Mhm. So, that's it.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm just over here giggling, and you know, Tamara, I will be checking in with you and getting the scoop on how this is going.
I look forward to sharing.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Tanya.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I just get these giggles. I love it. I love it. So now we are moving somewhere else across the country with a 346 area code. 346 caller, you are on Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker, and we have as our guest Delia Golden, the Akashic Librarian, who is going to give you a short reading. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
All right. Do you want to share your name?
Sure. My name is Dejan.
Dejan, okay. Let me see what comes in. It's like you're stirring a lot of pots and it's trying to get the right flavor. They're blue. And whether it's chemistry or in the kitchen or just working out the right formula, almost like a paste or glue that's going to hold things together for you. And, you know, that process, you taste and you try to figure out the flavors and then write things down and just trying to work in new things. You know, don't forget to look at the kind of like the encyclopedia knowledge that's a resource for kind of verifying, checking, or just reviewing so you know the flavors that have already been identified and in existence. So you don't have to recreate that. Someone's already done some of the work, so you can go and find it. And that will help you, it'll give you a shortcut to the process that you're doing. And so, yeah, the encyclopedic knowledge that has come before will be a big help for you. And
okay.
Because if that's your bread and butter, then yeah, it would definitely speed up the kind of the assembly line process of I guess the creation or refining process that you're in, whatever that is. And then it's like I see you're like a sculpting something, a statue, and getting the basic shape and starting to smooth it out. And you've got the top half, but not the feet. So it's kind of like the basis of the theme for that is, you know, the feet are what take the project or the project forward. So if you're going from the top down instead of the bottom up, you might want to try to get some more balance in it. So I think in other words, pay attention to some of the practical things that are going to move a project forward. It's great to have the concept and start building it out, but remember to put equal time into the foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like you know, the theories and the concepts are wonderful, but give it wheels. So that can get off the drawing board and take life. So some of the details do matter, but you're not creating alone. So, you know, access those resources that are available. And if you look around, you'll be led to them. So that will be a great resource in your process and yeah, just the balance. Help get the wheels on the process and the project, as well as fleshing out the the objective or the final form. Because some of the foundation will automatically lead to what the final version should look like or be instead of the other way. It'll help narrow down the possibilities and what will work best. And I think this applies to just how you approach many things in your life, whether it be, you know, education or your personal life, or actually if you do, you know, make things whatever they are. But you've got a great intellectual capacity, and you know, just do the full spectrum, top to bottom, in balance. And you should do well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling, Dejan.
Yes, thank you.
All right. I got a real visual on that, Delia, about sculpting the top part and not having the bottom part. Yeah, that was speaking to me as well. That always happens, I have to tell. So thank you for these, you know, spot on messages that are, you know, also speaking to me. Let's see. We have another local caller. I do believe I recognize this phone number, too, from the 240 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air. From the 240 area code, are you there? All right. We're going to have to put you back on hold and move on to someone from the 832 area code. 832. We are traipsing all about the country. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so excited. I got through.
Well, thank you.
Yay.
May I have your name?
Yes, my name is Carmen.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
Carmen.
Carmen, okay.
Yes.
Well, let's see what comes. Well, it's almost like you're in this narrow tunnel. It keeps narrowing down, and it's like you're not sure how you're going to get through it. If it gets so narrow, how can you fit through? But remember, you know, Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
She found a bottle that said, drink me, and she did. She followed the instructions, and she became the correct size to fit through the door that led her on her adventure. So look about you for the means to accomplish where you're going. And as always, it's helpful to ask your guides, angels, and your higher self for a sign, a signal, a path, and keep alert for it. It could be something very simple that you maybe have overlooked before. It may seem so simple that, you know, it doesn't seem like it could be the answer you're looking for. So don't overlook everyday things, objects, people, processes that could be helpful for you. Because the door isn't even locked, you just need to resize something to access that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll spot it.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again.
Sure.
Blessings to both of y'all.
Are you complete, Delia?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was
okay.
Off
I'm
of my own
sorry.
Space. Yeah, we're complete.
All right. Thank you so much, Carmen, for calling in.
Thank you, Tanya, so much.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Now we're moving into the 646 area code. I believe that's New York. I'm not sure. But, caller, you're on the line. Are you there? 646 area code? I think folks might be walking away from their phone. So we will move on. And I will try to cycle back around to those folks who weren't on the line. We are going local again to the 301 area code with the 552 exchange. Caller, are you on the air?
Hi, I am.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. Hi, Tanya. It's Wilma.
Hey, Wilma. How are you?
Ooh, that number looks familiar.
I'm good. I'm good. Hi, Delia.
Hey. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. You have been so awesome.
Oh, thank you. Let's get down to business here. Let me see.
Okay.
So there's like a smoky room, almost like a hookah. I don't know.
Okay.
So there's kind of smoke in this room. It's dark and mysterious and very laid back. Like you should... it's about dreaming. Lean, sit back and relax and dream, which can even be, you know, consciously letting your mind drift into, you know, a very relaxed state. And I want to use the phrase opium dreams, but, you know, it's not about drugs. It's like letting your imagination come in uninhibited. Just go with it, whatever it's showing you. Because it's like some kind of creation for you to work out in your mind, in your soul, and that can show you some possibilities. You can just work it out there, and as you're making decisions or wanting to figure things out or find solutions. So, using that inner creative force, kind of daydreaming, and. But yes, definitely a relaxed state of mind, whatever it you will use to get you there, meditation or you know, a special kind of tea or whatever that is. But just access that because it's very powerful for you. That's your creation room.
Okay.
So, yes, spend some time in your creation room in whatever form that you like it to be. And some of those like wild subconscious ideas and forms may come up.
Okay.
That would give you some really good ideas or show you things that will help you work out whatever you're working with.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, that book, Where the Wild Things Are, you know, like with those kind of friendly monsters, whatever they are, your subconscious creations, you can meet them.
Okay.
And, maybe ask them, you know, what are they for?
Okay.
Can they show you? So, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wilma.
Thank you, Wilma, for calling in. And I was thinking about you today. It's like I got to call Wilma, and I have to get her on the schedule for next year.
Awesome, absolutely.
I know listeners want to hear from you, too.
Absolutely, please. We can talk about it,
All right.
Thank you so much, Delia. Thanks, Tanya. We'll talk soon. Okay.
Bye. Talking to you, Wilma. Thank you.
You, too. Bye.
All right. Well, Delia, the queue keeps on building, okay?
Okay.
So we're traipsing around the United States. We're at the 917 area code now. Caller, you're on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is... Nina calling from, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. So, Nina.
So, my question is regarding this job that I had, this part-time job. Do you see? Yeah.
Nina, we're not asking any questions. Delia wants to make sure that she has a clean slate. So if you don't mind, she's just coming in to offer what comes through to share with you. Okay?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just hold the idea in your mind, and we'll see what comes forward.
Yeah.
So you're at this used car lot. And it's got all the pretty colorful flags blowing in the breeze, and there's somebody giving a really good hard sell. And so you've got to look around and see what, you know, is an old model going to meet your needs now?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do a test drive on the top three that you narrow down. So make sure, you know, the engine's solid, that it drives the way you want. And if you want a fun car, you obviously don't want an old station wagon. So take all your, say, driving needs into consideration before you make a commitment. And, you know, don't let the salesman push you into something that you really don't want, you know. Make sure you write down your requirements, and only that will do. If what you're looking for doesn't meet that list, then it's off the table. If you won't be happy if it's only half of what you want. So do some test driving of you know, whatever it is that you're seeking. And when you get in the right one, it'll really feel right to you, and that's how you know that that's the right one. But just clarify what you want right up front. You know, the essential features that you must have, and use that as your guiding rule. Hope that makes sense. And
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Seems to be about there relationships.
I beg pardon?
Seems to be about relationships.
It could symbolically apply to anything in your life. It could apply to several things. So,
depends on what
literally
I'm working
a car, on. Anything else that you want. And it's always good to anything that you want in your life to, you know, write down what's essential to it. And then you'll recognize it when it shows. But just being clear on what it is, you know, and sometimes recognizing what you don't want. You know, it won't be that. And instead this. So, yeah, that could be apply to all manner of, you know, situations in your life. But for you, you know, definitely put whatever it is through its paces and make sure before you commit to something, sign on the dotted line, it's exactly what you asked for. And no matter how good something looks, you know, it can be polished and shiny and, you know, a salesman there giving the pitch. If it isn't right for you, then, you know, you'll walk away. It's not a good deal.
Yes.
You'll save yourself a lot of trouble that way.
Or I'll just learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Never a lost cause.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Hi. Nina. Mm-hmm.
You thank you, guys.
Your calling. All right. How you doing, Delia?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying the process.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. We next have a caller from the 443 area code, which is also a local number. All right, caller, you're on the line with Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hello.
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 Hey, it's Wendy.
Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Welcome.
How are you? Right. How are you, beautiful ladies?
Fabulous,
wonderful.
Wendy. As you would answer, fabulous.
Fabulous.
Okay, so.
So am I to ask a question? I'm sorry, I just jumped on a call.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No,
good.
I'm not. Okay. Just hold, if you have something in mind, just keep that in mind. Tuning in to see what comes up, what comes through.
Okay.
So it's almost like there's assembly line and you're doing some work. It's like, interesting enough, stamping library books, stamping, closing, just kind of seems repetitive and maybe a bit boring. It's like, is this ever going to end? Do I ever get to do something more interesting? So when you want to create something different, pivot from where you're standing now and get a 360 view of everything that's around you. Do you want the opposite of what that process is? Do you want something halfway in between? What do you notice behind you? Which could be past, or it could be something you've passed by on your way to where you're at now. Also, repetitive things are like habits that you're in the habit of doing. So if there's something you're not happy with, there may be a habit associated that you could shake off or look for a different or more elevated habit or process to replace that. And there's something about looking in your bathroom cabinet, you know, considering something there. There's too many options in there, so narrow it down to the friendliest thing that you have, and use that. So if you keep things simple and friendly, the reflection that you get back is going to be much happier rather than trying to do a lot of complicated, involved things. It's a lot of work and energy, and you'd rather not be doing all that, and it's not necessary. And I'm hearing something, it's almost like a song. It says, I will go where the wind flows. So for me, wind is like intuition or things that are forces that are sweeping in that send you in a certain direction. So maybe just be aware of the wind or the sounds that come on the wind that will guide you where you could go, what the next direction is. So keep it simple and, you know, look around you, see what's behind you, and also listen to the wind. It's going to speak to you in some way and give you some options in the direction to go. I think that's it.
All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Wendy, you know I'll be checking in with you too, so.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out on that. Thank you so much for calling.
You're
I just
welcome.
Realized your name was Wendy and the wind.
So, yes.
There's a pun in there or not, but.
I missed that one. That was good. All right, Wendy, you have a good evening, my dear.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, we're staying local again in the 301 area code with a 499 exchange. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, hello. I know that voice.
Hi, Delia. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Fabulous.
Can I have your name?
Nuria.
Nuria. Okay. So let's see. I'm feeling heaviness, a lot of heaviness. Almost like how do I get out of this box of heaviness and a little bit of anxiety, I think. Uncertainty. So like that, seeing that tarot card, the Eight of Swords, not being able to see and kind of feeling surrounded and not certain what the next step should be. I think you need to rest before you try to figure it out or break out of that. But getting rest and asking for your healing dreams is going to be helpful. And that will lead you to moving on from that situation toward a more positive shore. It feels like an emotional place. And maybe there's a bit of feeling that you're leaving something behind. But you will be restored to if it's a relationship or emotional state on a personal level, you can reach equilibrium again eventually. But it is a process. Don't fight it or deny it, but let yourself recuperate naturally and you should call on people around you. And it's the small things that can be the most effective. You know, just reaching out to others, and, you know, a simple phone call, having a coffee, treat yourself maybe to a little shopping trip, but being good to yourself. And this too shall pass. You'll move on and over onto, you know, the new shore. And it may feel like a battle well won. In some respects you may win, but it won't be entirely satisfactory, but you'll still end up in a good place. Just pay attention to your need to rest and heal and, you know, surround yourself, you know, like circle the wagons. Surround yourself with good feelings, good people, and that kind of support, and that'll move you through. Yeah, that's all.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nuria, my beautiful Libra sister.
Mm-hmm. All right, blessings. Enjoy your day.
All right,
thank you for calling.
Take care. All right, Delia, what I'm going to do is I am going to cycle back up to some of the folks that we tried, and they weren't on the line. So I'm just going to look for them and see if we can get a hold of them. So I'm going back to the 240 area code. Caller, are you there? All right. That caller is not back on. We had another one in the 857 area code, but I think they're off the line. So I believe we have gone through all of the original callers. No, we have another one from the 301 area code who wasn't, you know, that one. See, Delia, I keep getting mixed up because I have you on the line twice, and that's throwing me off a little bit. we will go back to the 646 area code. That's the one. Caller, are you on the line now?
Oh, yes, I am. Hi, Lady.
Oh, great.
Okay, how are you today?
Great.
Oh, good. And what was your name?
Oh, my name is Terry.
Kelly?
Terry.
Terry. Okay. Oh, Terry. Thank you.
This is Terry.
All right. So let's see what's on deck. Focus on, if you have an issue in mind, you know, just focus on it.
Let's see. I want to talk about something, just a quick general mini reading.
Terry.
Or should I just talk? Yes.
All she needs is for you to focus on it in your mind, and so she does not want to be influenced. So she'll just give you a reading that comes forth, okay?
All right.
Well, there's this huge stack of, like Hostess ding-dongs and all these sweet snacks. Just like it's huge. Like, so there's this, all this sweetness. And I don't know if ding dongs means anything, but maybe that's a lot of times puns come up. But what else?
Okay.
So, let's see. Well, it's weird because I'm seeing onions being chopped up and thrown into the mix. So those are obviously, flavors that aren't really compatible. So one can kind of bring tears to your eyes if it's very strong and, very sweet. That's not a good culinary combination. So kind of mixing things that don't work together, and maybe too much of the sticky sweet, and so something's not quite working out. So what you can do is get yourself a clean slate. Just take everything off the counter and stop and consider,
Okay, I can do that. I already started. So
So the masterpiece you want to create, whatever that is, think about the flavors. Maybe you can even taste them beforehand, but use that as like guide, like, okay, then that will be kind of your basis. Maybe you'll use some foresight and consideration and identify the right flavors first, what's going to work, and as you're creating. And take notes as you go. You may have some experiments like the one just mentioned, but if you take careful notes, that will kind of be your guide of, oh, this is something that works for me, and this is what didn't. And that can be in many areas, but just kind of using that discernment. What might the flavor outcome be if I throw these things together? Are they traditionally compatible? Would it be a pleasant surprise, something new and different? But you can always experiment in the privacy of your own space before taking it out. Okay. I'm serving it on the bigger table. So you can be your own tester before, you know, picking things out on the road or wherever into a larger palette. So yeah, and there's something about balance, the balancing of the things that you're working with and putting together.
Okay.
It's almost like you can hold them in your hand and kind of weigh them and kind of know, have an intuitive sense of what the qualities
stomach.
Are, almost like the way a chemist weighs, you know, knows the properties of things or the mass of the weight, all those things. You definitely want to use that sense.
All right.
Kind of like your spidey senses, you know, it's like if you put your hand on something, it gives you information. So use your hand on it.
Okay.
Use your hand on it. It'll tell, the things that you work with will tell you what they're for if you ask them.
Okay.
So that is, definitely access that communication that you have.
You get everything on the nose.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just recently joined the gym, and I eat healthy, but sometimes when I don't pack my food, my lunch, then I get kind of sloppy. So that's when I go into the sugary food. So that I can cut out completely, yes. And you mentioned something about I have stones that I use for example, for success, for meditating, for different types of different things. So I actually just started all of this within the last week or two.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Keep going with it.
Great.
It's working for you.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you'll know when
you
focus on your communication with things, and that can go out into other things. You may notice that's one of your talents.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I can pick up this water, this glass of water. You know, are you good for me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So that's going to have to be our final word this evening.
Thank you so
for
much.
For you, Carrie, but thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
To you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks
All
so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
So, Delia, time has wound down. I want to make sure you get a chance to share your contact information again, and I have another couple of announcements. So if you could go ahead and provide that.
Certainly. My email is Delia@AkashicLibrarian.com. That's Delia at AkashicLibrarian.com. And, of course, my website is AkashicLibrarian.com. It's not fully programmed with the things that I sell, like tuning forks or astrology reports. So listeners can email me and we can work something out. Also, I'm offering a 20% discount for the rest of 2017 if you mention Mind, Body, Soul Food 2017.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. I want to remind our listeners that I will return in December with more Mind, Body, and Soul Food. We're taking a fall break. In the meantime, you can catch me on September 23rd from 9 to 3 in Laurel, Maryland with Reverend Dr. Anthony Farmer as well as Ermina Ulisse, also known as Tutu, and we will be doing a fall equinox program, Guiding Light into Autumn. And so join us for a day on the bridge as we cross from summer to autumn. You can contact me at Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com, and I would be glad to tell you more about that, and you can find us on Facebook as well. There is an event called Guiding Light into Autumn. So, Delia, thank you so much for joining us this evening and providing these hot summer readings. Blessings to you, all of our listeners, until we next dine at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table.